Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 26 October, 2025, Romans.
All right, now the real test for you will be next Sunday. Daylight savings. Fall back. Every year we have people stumbling in because they didn't move their clocks. We, for 11 years, Deb and I, we lived in the church here for 11 years. One time we forgot. And I got up in my skivvies to go to the bathroom, and here come people in the church. We are all naked in the eyes of the Lord, you know. Don't forget to move your clocks next week. All right. In preparation to study the Word of God, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Veracity of God. We're in point four. From God's veracity comes his faithfulness. Great principle. From God's veracity comes his faithfulness. So let's amplify that. One, the veracity of God plus the faithfulness of God means that the believer can have maximum confidence in God and in the Word of God. The veracity of God and the faithfulness of God means that the believer can have maximum confidence in God and in the Word of God. Point two, God is faithful. God is faithful. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now turn to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Psalm 36, verse 5. Your grace, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. And the human author is David, spiritually mature believer David. Turn over to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. Yet this I call to mind. This is from the memory center of our heart. And therefore I have confidence. The word hope means confidence. And therefore I have confidence. Because the Lord's great mercies never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, and therefore I have confidence in him. And then turn over to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. And in this passage we have the Lord Jesus Christ returning at the second advent to the earth. And in verse 11, it says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider, Jesus Christ, is called Faithful and True, and with justice he judges and makes war. That's Jesus Christ coming back at the second advent to destroy all of the enemies on planet Earth that have at Armageddon, that have surrounded Israel to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. And Jesus Christ will return at the second advent and deliver the remnant of Jews at that time. Point three. God's faithfulness guarantees eternal security. You can never, ever lose your salvation. God's faithfulness guarantees eternal security. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Faithful is the word. That's the correct translation here. Faithful is the word. If we died with him, that's identification with Jesus Christ in his death and burial, retroactive positional truth, and we have. We will also live with him, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session. That's current positional truth. And then verse 12. If we endure, and this is endure, this is winner believers, spiritually mature believers, enduring suffering for blessing, undeserved suffering for blessing. That's the special blessing that God gives for the winner believer. We will also reign with him. The spiritually mature winner believer will reign with Christ as a mature believer when he comes back during the millennial kingdom. If we deny him, he will also deny us rewards, crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. If we are faithless, That is disbelieving, negative volition, reversionism. Yet he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. And that is one of the most powerful passages on eternal security. You can never, ever lose your salvation. So God is faithful to guarantee eternal security. 2 Timothy 2:11 to 13. 4. God is faithful, therefore, every believer will receive ultimate sanctification. Every believer will receive ultimate sanctification. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. So God is faithful, and therefore every believer will receive ultimate sanctification, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. Subpoint 5. God is faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, when we use the problem-solving device of rebound. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9, if we acknowledge our sins to God, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's how you get back into fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit, and your spiritual life. Now you get up and move on. We all sin. Even winner believers, spiritually mature believers sin. But the winner believer knows how to get back into fellowship with God. 1 John 1:9, if we acknowledge our sins to God, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, restoring you to fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit, your spiritual life. Now you get up and move on. Get up and move on. So God is faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we use his problem-solving device of rebound. Subpoint 6. God is faithful to keep his promises. God is faithful to keep his promises. Let's start first of all over to 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8. First Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Worthy of praise and glorification, the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised, not one word has failed of all the good promises that he gave through his servant Moses. And then look at Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of grace to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his mandates. Now, that verse 9 is those winner believers who are living the spiritual life in the church age. Those who love him, those who have virtue love brought to completion in their heart, personal love for God the Father, occupation with Jesus Christ, and keep his mandates. Now, what about the ones who do not love him, who make bad decisions in their life and live out of fellowship with God by the lust patterns of their sin nature in Satan's cosmic system? What about them? Well, verse 10, but those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. We all have a free will. We're free to make good decisions, believe in Jesus Christ, and believe in the Word of God. We're free to make bad decisions, reject Jesus Christ, and reject the Word of God. You're the product of your own decisions. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope. Now the hope, we have two hopes here. Hope 2, greater grace blessings in time for the winner believer. Hope 3, greater grace blessings for all eternity for the winner believer to be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And then over at Hebrews 11, verse 11. Hebrews 11, 11. For by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him God faithful who had made the promise. So God is faithful to keep his promises. 7, God is faithful to deliver us from enduring times of intensified testing and pressure. God is faithful to deliver us from enduring times of intensified testing and pressure. Let's turn first of all to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Verse 13. No testing has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested beyond what you are able to bear. But with the testing, he will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. And then turn over to 1 Peter 4. 1 First Peter 4, verse 19. 1 Peter 4:19. Therefore, let those also who suffer, and this is the spiritually mature believer here who is qualified to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. God has a special category of blessing for the winner believer who is qualified to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering and glorify God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. And so here we have it. Therefore, let those also who suffer, the spiritually mature believer, qualified for undeserved suffering for blessing, according to the will of God. He's suffering according to the will of God. This is undeserved suffering for blessing given to the winner believer. Entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. 8. Again, point 7. Therefore, God is faithful to deliver us from enduring times of intensified testing and pressure. 8. God is faithful to protect the believer living the spiritual life from evil and from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians 3 verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. And that is Satan as the ruler of planet Earth. God is faithful to protect the believer living the spiritual life from evil and the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3, 3, 9. God's faithfulness means security and blessing to the spiritually mature believer. God's faithfulness means security and blessing for the spiritually mature believer. Turn to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Psalm 89. First of all, verses 1 and 2. I will sing of the Lord's great grace, great grace, kesed, forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your grace stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. And then verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. And then verse 8, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. And then verse 20, I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No reversionist will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful grace will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. And then down at verse 33, but I will not take my grace from him. nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. And that's particularly looking at David, King David, a spiritually mature believer. And then 10, God is faithful in answering the prayers of the spiritually mature believer. God is faithful in answering the prayers of the spiritually mature believer. Psalm 143. Psalm 143. And this is, David is the human author. Psalm 143, verse 1. O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. The Bible declares powerful, gracious and powerful are the prayers of a spiritually mature believer, and they accomplish much. And 11, the Lord Jesus Christ was faithful in fulfilling Operation Grace, the plan of the cross, solving mankind's problem of sin, and making eternal salvation possible for mankind. The Lord Jesus Christ was faithful in fulfilling Operation Grace, the plan of the cross, solving mankind's problem of sin, and making eternal salvation possible for mankind. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 2. And by the way, I'll give previews of coming attractions. I've already had people ask me, okay, when 3 John is over, when you finish 3 John, where are we going to go next? The book of Hebrews. Hebrews will follow 3 John. Hebrews 2, verse 17. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren. This is the Lord Jesus Christ had to take on true humanity through the incarnation and virgin birth in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 2, verse 17. All right. Ah, I don't have to rebound lying, see? Romans 8:28 again. In fact, we spiritually mature believers, we know that to the ones who love God, you have to know God to love God. To the ones who love God, all things work together for the purpose of good. All right. That means next Sunday we begin on the 5 steps to glory. 5 steps to glory starting next week. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.